Gary, after back-to-back defeats, how does that feel? Your team looked really comfortable out there for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I thought we were excellent today. You know, we needed a response. You know, it was only two games that we'd lost on the trot. You know, some of the coverage that we got, you'd have thought we'd not won for about 10 years, the way some people talked about us. And what it did is it just spurred us on, you know. Bit of negativity in the press this week about the football club again. Things that the players and myself can't control. So we just concentrated on the football. And like you say, today we were outstanding.
And you started the way you meant to continue. We talked about it Thursday, saying get your noses in front. And yep, as soon as you did, you were off, weren't you?
Yeah, the intensity and the pressing today was magnificent. You know, the first goal was a great example of that. You know, you've got Shane Duffy chasing back from a set play and really pressed the ball. And delightful pass from Marshy set Jordan up.
And the second goal as well, a very good example of not giving up, wasn't it, from Jordan Rhodes?
Yeah, no, very much so. You know, he chases lost causes, and last time against Leeds, he reaped the rewards. And like you say, this time he's done exactly the same. And that's what good strikers do.
You got the clean sheet as well, and you looked really at ease is perhaps a disrespectful thing to say to Charlton, but you looked comfortable in the way you dealt with everything thrown at you.
Yeah, I thought, like I say, we were really in need of a quick start. We'd spoke about it. We got the response from the players, which was never in doubt. Credit to them, they're a fantastic bunch to work with. And then the clean sheet was massive for us. We've not had enough. We want more this season, that's for sure, because we know if we can keep a clean sheet, we've got goals throughout the team.
Slightly different system today, was it? Jason Lowe just in front of that back four, and it looked like it was really working for you. Tucked in midfield, Ben Marshall was getting a lot of the ball, wasn't he?
Yeah. Jason Lowe, I was absolutely delighted. He doesn't get the credit that he deserves off people outside of the club. And he set us up really well today. Slightly disappointed, I think. That and the fact that it wasn't more than two of the only negatives that we got again in the game today. So hopefully he's okay, because, like I say, his performance today was magnificent.
Is it a problem with what's been keeping him out that took him off today?
Well, it is something to do with his foot. Now, whether it's exactly the same thing, we'll have to assess more of. But at least he was sensible to come off straight away, you know?
Yeah, there was no two ways about it, was there? As soon as he went down?
Yeah, that was it. He said, look, listen, get me off quick. So hopefully it'll be all right for Boxing Day, because we need him.
But doesn't it show in your squad that you've had to disappoint people today, and you've had to disappoint someone like Lee Williamson, who's been a mainstay in your team? Mm. When Jason Lowe you lose, you can bring him on.
Yeah, well, I mean, it took a while to get to that, you know, and there's not many times that we spoke about that. And so it's about time that we had a good run of luck with injuries. But like I say, hopefully Lowe's okay and can add the competition. But you're right, you know, Willow didn't sulk, just come on, and I thought he did ever so well. And the one challenge in the second half, it epitomised what the lad's about, Willow. You know, he full bodied and gave everything.
Sets you up really nicely, doesn't it, to go to Bolton on Boxing Day, back in good spirits. Not saying that you weren't before after the two games, but a win can do a lot, can't it?
Of course, winning football matches and losing football matches controls the environment at your training ground, you know. Now we know that we can have a good week. There'll be smiles on people's faces because you've won a football match. And we've got to make sure, like you say, we learn from what we've done ever so well today and take that into the next game against Bolton.
Any comment you want to make at all about the news of finances in the last 24 hours? It's not a lot you can do about it, is it?
No, like I say, myself and the players, all we can do, we've worked ever so hard at concentrating on what we can control. Whilst we've been in charge, we've known about the finances of the football club. We've worked ever so hard to reduce that. We're making progress while still, like you say, making a competitive team out on the pitch in a very difficult championship. I think the teams that are above us, I expect them to go out and spend in January and spend money, big money. Whereas ourselves, we can't do that, but we won't use that as an excuse. We'll stick together and we'll come out fighting and have a right good go, because, you know, there's a lot of people that care for this football club. And like I said at the time, we want that to go on for a long, long time, this football club.